Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I'm going to kind of get a little personal with you today. Oh, my goodness, we got a whopping 60 people on Facebook. Thank you, my lords. Thank you, my lords. Oh, my goodness, friends. How telling is this censorship to the extreme? But going back to what I wanted to say here, we're going to be talking about American government celebrating lawlessness. It's Gay Pride Month, right? They slowly fed this to the American people. They've kept it out in front of your faces long enough where the American people are advertently or inadvertently giving it a pass. Well, either way, you're an accomplice before God if that's the case. And I'm here to remind you that he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Okay? With that said, friends, there was a Sodom and Gomorrah. And don't ever forget that. And Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. That applies to everybody there, friends. Just ask Abraham and Lot. Okay? But what I want to do is I want to get kind of personal. And I want to reveal some things that I've never revealed before. And it's more about who we are, the utilities that we have on our utility belts. Paul said, I become all things to all men to win the mort of Christ. And it's exactly what we've always done. I used to be a part of a band called Junkyard Prophet when we toured high schools. And we were, in fact, the number two Christian. We were rated the number one Christian band in the country, right next to a band called POD. And that was the band that we used going across the schools. I'm also endorsed by major drum companies, so on and so forth. So we have been in that arena, in that realm for a long time in the music business. Well, back in 2010, you all know who Rachel Maddow is, right? Well, nobody knew who she was back in 2010, but Rachel Maddow, she is a useful idiot on the behest of that of MSNBC, where their ratings are lower than a snake's belly. Well, she came after me not just once, but she came after me twice in 2010 and 2011. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you some video, and I'm going to play some audio for you to remind you of what these people will do to anybody that dares stand up against them. Rachel again attacked us in 2010. She reported audio from one of my radio shows that I did out of Washington, D.C. Of course, they had to omit 45 seconds in between pieces to put it together in such a fashion as they did. And by the way, that's illegal. And then in 2011, Rachel accused me of calling for the upping of the bloodshed because Christians and conservatives were not doing enough to kill the gays. I'm not kidding. This is exactly what she said. I'm going to play those audio video pieces for you in just a couple of moments. Before I do that, again, we're talking about American government celebrating lawlessness. Does anybody know who Miss Nessel is the Attorney General from Michigan. Her name is Dana Nessel. We're talking about celebrating lawlessness, okay? Well, we have a subversive in Michigan, and somebody sent this video over to me, and you're going to hear the audio as well. This is what's wrong with this country right now. A little leaven, leaven at the whole lump. And what am I talking about? Well, Dana Nessel, the first lesbian Attorney General in the state of Michigan, did a video, and I want to show this to you, and I want you to hear this audio, and then this will do pretty much everything I need to say in explaining as to why America is in trouble. As I said, advertently or inadvertently, if you give a pass to this, you give a green light to what God calls an abomination, you can rest assured it's just a matter of time before. Write it down, do whatever you want to do. History teaches us what I'm about to tell you. If you want to go ahead and advocate for what God calls an abomination, you can rest assured that nation's going to fall to judgment. And it's exactly what's wrong, in part, with what's going on in the state of Michigan. I want you to listen to this carefully. I want you to see this video. If you're on social media platforms, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms. If you're not on social media platforms, over there, subscribe. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto the video and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Check this out, friends. Again, this is the Attorney General in the state of Michigan. Listen to this. An Attorney General dancing through the halls of the Capitol like a little kid that never grew up in her head.
I'm Attorney General Dana Nessel, and with me today is State Senator Jeremy Moss. And now that we have your attention, we'd like to take a moment to welcome you to Pride Month. As Michigan's first openly gay Attorney General in the history of our state, it's an honor for me to represent the 10 million Michiganders in our state. Jeremy, what does Pride Month mean to you?
Thanks, Dana.
As listen Michigan's to this man. The man acts states. Like the woman, Pride and the woman acts like the man. Romans 1:18.
Raise awareness.
Listen to this, fam.
LGBTQ plus issues in the state of Michigan and in the state legislature. For state of Michigan employees, there are simple ways that you can raise awareness for Pride Month and advance inclusion in the workplace. For example,
these people are in the position of government
about Pride Month.
Now, when they're breaking God's moral law,
and learn about the history of Pride Month.
Make pronouns a priority. Have you ever received an email with a signature containing a person's pronouns? Pronouns are important, and using them properly conveys respect for those you're working with.
Consider your language. Language matters, and you should make sure that the way you speak is inclusive of everyone.
Listen to that. They're telling you how you should talk
biases.
As he talks like a woman.
Unconscious biases can affect
an effeminate
from the hiring
pansy.
Decisions you make to the people
1 Corinthians 6:9.
Take time to learn more about these biases and how they might impact your daily interaction.
Yeah.
Diversify your content consumption. Follow me and the Attorney General on social media.
Oh.
We'll be so glad you did.
Yeah.
Consider seeking out accounts run by people from a variety of backgrounds.
If you want to know why they call it a mental illness, just watch this video when you get a moment. This is an Attorney General and a said representative in Michigan.
Not be advisable in the workplace, but really,
they want to legislate law, but they violate law.
Show as much enthusiasm or interest as you would for any other time of recognition and celebration.
She's proud.
Seek out local events in your community and really get into the spirit of pride.
All right.
In the spirit of pride that God condemns. By the way, read 1 Corinthians 6:9 when you get a moment. This is an Attorney General. We're talking about American government celebrating lawlessness. We're just getting into this right now, friends. I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna show you during the next segment of the show today, friends, and I'm gonna play the audio as well as the video, what MSNBC did to me back in 2010 and 2011, and what actually gave me a national platform was when the mainstream media began to attack. So I'm very thankful for that. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of Glory, but they did it anyways. Well, guess what, friends? They're beginning to go for it again, and it's time for you to understand what's taking place today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all of the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Okay, so welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Subscribe on to Sons of Liberty Media.com. Go to the right side of the page. Join us on social media platforms. Or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, the same exact thing over there. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do weigh in, but stick to the topic. We're talking about American government celebrating lawlessness. I just want to give it to you for the record. In every state of our union, the act of sodomy is a felony. In every state of our union, sodomy is a felony, okay? And it's 33 times in Scripture the Lord condemns it. He doesn't call it sin. He calls it an abomination, and there's a reason for it. Look to the history of it, friends. What is it? It's self-inflicting, self-destructive. Now, with that said, what happens when you stand up against them? Well, remember Obama's safe school czar, right? It was never passed through Senate, so he was unconstitutional as well. His name was Kevin Jennings. His icon was Harry Hay from an organization called NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, right? Well, with that said, friends, also keep in mind the slogan during gay pride parades is sex before eight, before it's too late. And also keep in mind, Kevin Jennings is the one that understood totalitarian methods when you are put into a place of governors. Okay, and I'm talking about governing, okay, incumbent in government, like this individual, this said Attorney General Dana Nissel. She's proud, waving a flag. Everybody understands what the flag was about, right? When the Lord gave the flag, keep in mind, before the flag was given, which was a sign of peace, it was a covenant that the Lord would never destroy the earth by water again. The one question I want to ask everybody: why did He destroy the world by a flood, which, by the way, floats the boat of the righteous in Jesus' name? Just ask Noah and the eight souls that were saved. because of the wickedness of men. So now what do you see today, friends? All of those that are coming out of the closet, right, are trying to push you back into the closet. That sign was given as a covenant of peace by God, the rainbow flag, okay? And with that said, they're taking it again under their own damnation and condemnation. No question about it. They don't even realize what they're doing. And then they call it pride. Why was Satan kicked out of heaven, friends? Because of his pride. Isaiah 14, read it when you get a moment. So they are daring the justice of God. And everybody that gives them a pass, advertently or inadvertently, you are accomplices in daring the justice of God. But just think about it. These people are in positions of representation concerning the American people. They swore to uphold the laws that, in fact, they are doing their best to transgress by tearing them down and recreating it in their own ungodly, reprobate states. They're walking abominations is what they are, friends. Okay, this is called daring the justice of God. Going back to Kevin Jennings, Obama's safe schools are, who understood the purpose of what they're doing. What do? They play the victim, right? They play the victim to what? Here, let me interject what's missing in that conversation. They play the victim to our laws that condemn their crimes. Okay? Also keep in mind that Kevin Jennings said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. What are they saying? Just continuously attack while you play the victim. Attack while you play the victim. Pull their hair, smack their face, and when the cameras get there, play the victim. Listen to what Kevin Jennings again said. Bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. Friends, they don't have the shield. They're not protecting themselves. They have the spear, and it's exactly what they're doing. And I want to show you a piece that was done on me in 2010 and then a 2011 report by a woman that thinks she's, you get it. She's confused. So you're confused when you listen to her. But here's the point that I'm making. She attacks the homosexual agenda, and the lobby attacks anybody that dares stands up and exposes them for who they are, the history of who they are, and what it is that they mean to advocate. Okay? And I'm going to make some more points throughout the show concerning the allotted time, but I want you to go ahead and check this hit piece out by Rachel Maddow from MSNBC concerning Bradley Dean when we were doing hundreds of high schools all over the country. You ready for this? Here we go.
Finally, there's Republican Minnesota State Representative and gubernatorial candidate Tom Emmer, the presumptive nominee on the Republican side. A man so polarizing that there is a nationwide boycott currently against retail giants Target and Best Buy for donating to a business PAC that is supporting Mr. Emmer. Mr. Emmer's political dance card is filled up with pretty standard run-of-the-mill anti-gay conservative policy positions. He'd like, for example, to amend the Constitution to keep gay people from marrying. That's sort of Republican orthodoxy at this point. Nothing to write home or talk on TV about. The fuel being added to the boycott fire with Target and Best Buy is not what Mr. Emmer has said as a state representative or in his campaign to be governor. It's actually more about his extracurricular activities. Back in 2008, Mr. Emmer's campaign donated money to the You Can Run But You Cannot Hide ministry, which was founded by this handsome fellow. Turns out that's the real tape. We didn't mess that up. This really is the ministry's official band. It's called Junkyard Prophets, and according to the band's website, they were voted second best unsigned band in America. By whom? The founder and the magnificent drummer in the ankle socks there is Bradley Dean. It's Bradley with two E's for those of you Googling at home. Mr. Dean doesn't only use the skins for his evangelical message. He uses his radio show as well.
Muslims are calling for the execution of homosexuals in America. They themselves are upholding
the law. You can hear them splicing the tape.
The Bible, the Judeo-Christian God, but they seem to be more moral than even the American Christians do, because these people are livid about enforcing their laws. They know homosexuality is an abomination. If America won't enforce the laws, God will raise up a foreign enemy to do just that. That's what you're seeing today in America.
Mr. Bradley.
Did you hear him splicing it, friends?
He clarified that he didn't really mean to sanction murder of gay people. He said, quote, We have never and will never call for the execution.
Okay, so there's report one. And just for the record, Tom Emmer, it was actually, I met Tom Emmer, who ran for the gubernatorial candidacy in the state of Minnesota here, where he was driving around introducing himself to people. And, of course, MSNBC. So I met him once, and then they made me and Tom Emmer out to be best of friends. Tom Emmer never gave a dime to the ministry. Okay, so this is just ad lib. This is what these propagandists do. And what's interesting is if you're listening to the tape, friends, you can hear where it's being spliced, put together, then they omit. They put it together, then they omit. Then they put it together, and they omit. What I was doing was sharing with the homosexual communities, because the hirelings in the pulpit, John 10:12, weren't doing so. I shared with the homosexual communities what the Word of God stated. Okay, I was giving them the Word. I was giving them the truth that makes them free, John 8:32. If they're willing to hear it. So what they had to do is they had to try to make me out instead of being the homosexual's best friend by telling them the truth that makes them free. They tried to make me their biggest enemy. And so they did this back in 2010. Now, I want you to listen and I want you to watch the next piece that Rachel Maddow did on me back in 2011. So she did it in 2010. Then she pulls up a disclaimer. Okay, you'll see the disclaimer really quick. But in 2011, she pulls down the disclaimer and she heightens the accusation, and then she puts words into my mouth. I'll commentate as I get there, but let's listen and let's watch the rest of this.
Homosexuals. Which is nice. But, of course, he does still consider the gay to be an abomination.
Amen. Yes, it is.
Stuff that he said about the homosexuals, which maybe is a little problematic, given that he has been given money by a candidate for Republican governor.
Here's the bottom line. They play the victim when, in fact, they're the predator. Mm-hmm. On average, they molest 117 people. On average, they molest 117 people before they're found out. How many kids have been destroyed? How many adults today have been destroyed because of crimes against nature? How many people have been violated because of that?
117 precise.
Factual information.
Now, no factual. Conservative anti-gay candidate for office and a conservative anti-gay ministry have ties. Conservative anti-gay politics are nothing new. What's new, however, is that the politicians are giving money to the bans. Homophobic bans, but bans nonetheless. So why would a candidate for office, any office, make such a donation? Isn't it meant to be the other way around? Don't bans raise money for candidates, not vice versa? Mr. Emmer's
explanation. They're trying to convince you that me and Tom are best friends.
People.
We are nice people. We're great people. Holding to the Word of God. Now here comes 2011's report from Rachel Maddow as well. The first time we laughed it off. Listen to this one.
Republican presidential contender to turn toward the social conservatism, the part of social conservatism.
You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold off until the break, because we've got a hard break coming up before we play that 2011 piece. I'm just showing you, friends, what they do when you take a stand against their illegal agenda in the United States of America. They want to demonize you, and they want to take the truth and invert it. And what they want to do is they want to make you out to be the enemy of the state because you're not going along with less than 1.7% of the population. Well, guess what, friends? I'm that guy. I'm not going along with it. It is an abomination, and I'm going to continuously highlight their crimes against people, because what they're trying to do is make children a prey, and I'm going to show you that when we get back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is calling on all Americans to help the country get to the goal of 70% of adults receiving at least one dose of COVID vaccine. In remarks on Wednesday, the president declared June a month of action in a push to get to his 70% goal by Independence Day. He also touted the social progress being made by millions of fully vaccinated people.
And now, tens of millions of Americans have been vaccinated. They're able to return to closer to normal life. Fully vaccinated people are safely shredding their masks and greeting one another with a smile. Grandparents are hugging their grandkids again. Small business owners are reopening storefronts and restaurants because of the vaccination strategy.
The latest data from the CDC says that about 62% of adults have received at least one shot, with 12 states having already reached the president's goal of 70%. This is USA Radio News. The CDC says that deaths from kidney disease rose during the pandemic. Tim Berg reports.
The CDC says more patients with kidney failure died during the first 7 months of the pandemic than would have been expected. A new report showing roughly 7 to 10,000 people had end-stage renal disease. That's when a kidney stops working and the filtering of a person's blood requires dialysis or a transplant. The CDC saying these patients face higher risk of dying from COVID because of their weakened immune systems. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a second drug test for Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit has confirmed the presence of a banned substance. A lawyer for the horse's trainer, Bob Baffert, confirmed the failed test Wednesday, which could lead to Medina Spirit's Derby win being overturned. Baffert himself could face further punishment as well. He's currently suspended by New York racing officials and has not been allowed to enter any horses at this weekend's Belmont Stakes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Don't want to belabor this, friends, but I told you exactly what you're hearing roll out right now is exactly what I told you they were going to do. Friends, I'm just telling you, thank God for the Holy Ghost, because he shows us things to come and is so predictable, as if anybody respects that disgrace in the People's White House, as if anybody is going to take heed to him. They're just as bad as he is, friends. And the fact of the matter is, what they're telling you, the opposite is true. 70% of 12 states have now gotten vaccinated. Baloney. Here, let's say it this way. Bull feathers. Okay? There's no truth in these people. We're talking right now, friends, about American government celebrating lawlessness. And they are, advertently or inadvertently. And I'm showing you right now a media hit piece by MSNBC back in 2010. I already played that one. I want to play 2011 now for you, just to show you what happened. By the way, after the first hit piece, we laughed it off. We had no idea who Rachel Maddow was. And what we did is we called MSNBC and we offered for me to fly in on our dime to answer her allegations. Right? Her? I think. Okay? And with that said, again, put that up against 1 Corinthians 6:9. With that said, friends, MSNBC never got back to us. So what they did is they waited another year. The first hit piece, they tried to make me and Tom Emmer best of friends. Tom's always been really cool to us. I met him a couple times at the state fair and once outside of the state fair. That's what I know of him. We never received a dime from Tom Emmer, but what they did is they had to add to their narrative, right? Okay, well, Bradley Dean and You Can Run But You Cannot Hide, those guys doing high school assemblies all over the country, they didn't do anything about our first piece. movies. So we're going to go ahead and test our steel. So they did a second report on 2011, and I want you to listen how they pull down the disclaimer, and then what they do is they heighten the accusation. Let's go ahead and check this out. This is report two in 2011 on Bradley Dean in my ministry.
That is that radical and that bloodthirsty. Republican Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota, for example, will reportedly share the stage next month at a Tea Party nominating convention for president and vice president with an activist named Bradley Dean. If the name Bradley Dean is familiar to you from the show, it may be that you remember Bradley Dean, like Lou Engel, calling for an upping of the bloodshed in America's culture wars.
Can you believe it? An upping of the bloodshed. She said, no, what I was doing was showing the people what God's word says, namely to the homosexual lobbying communities, and they sick their radicals on me, which is totally fine. They can go ahead and test their steel if they so choose to do so. And I want to tell you what happened so you understand how vile these people are. Again, keep in mind, they play the victim, right? When in fact, they don't have the shield, but they have the spear. When this report came out, now linking me and Michelle Bachmann up as buddy-buddy, it was interesting to note that I began to get bomb threats to my ministry, which we sent to the FBI, and we all the while knew that they were going to do absolutely nothing about it. See, it didn't fit their narrative. It went against their narrative. We got bomb threats. We had people saying some of the sickest, most unthinkable things. I mean, you want to talk about vile? That's what they were. They started sending these emails. They started talking about how our bus was going to roll over and everybody's going to die in it. And then what was interesting is because of this report from MSNBC and Rachel Maddow, what they thought they were going to do is one of the homosexuals, the sodomites, was going to take a picture of my house and they were going to put it up online and they were going to jeopardize my wife and my four boys. Now, you go ahead and do what you will this direction when it comes to me. But when you start going after the family, you got a whole different game that's coming. And I'm telling you what, that individual named Bradley Dean's not going to sit there and wait for you to advance your attacks on my family. Within a week, we had an attorney. We flew out to New York. We did a press release suing MSNBC for over $50 million. Now, what's interesting about all of this, at the end of the day, the problem wasn't so much MSNBC as it was our attorney. But what was interesting is how they tried to defend Rachel Maddow and MSNBC from what they were doing concerning their hit piece against me and my family and my ministry. And, of course, they wanted to convey to everybody that she didn't do anything wrong. But what was interesting, friends, is what they'll never let you know is the fact that they went out and hired five high-powered attorneys to defend MSNBC and Rachel Maddow for something she didn't do wrong. Do you see how this works? This is an agenda the government is pushing, friends. This isn't coming from less than 1.7% of the people. This is coming from the powers that are tolerated, showing you who they really are. Because they want to demoralize you so they can, in fact, control you. They want to control you. I did an article this morning, moving on. When a drag queen warns you about the children, maybe you should listen. And friends, I got to tell you what, back in 1987, Michael Swift brought into play something called the Homosexual Manifesto, which is nothing short of an attack on our children. And with that said, friends, it's also been placed in the congressional record. So it's not like your said representatives don't know what the Homosexual Manifesto has to say. But the fact of the matter is they're exhibiting as to who they are in that Homosexual Manifesto by advocating the very things that they're advocating today. And they are advocating the unthinkable. If you'd like to call in, stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you what they're now doing concerning what's happening in the public squares. It's really small, but it's still there because they want to normalize their crimes against children. Just ask Scott Weiner from San Francisco. They're trying to lower the age of anal consent, friends. And it's all aimed at our children. It's always been aimed at our children. Just ask Kevin Jennings and Harry Hay from North American Man Boy Love Association, sex before eight, before it's too late. Now, I want to play this video, and I want you to check it out. It's the drag queen flashes body parts to children in Minnesota. But I want you to listen to this, and I want you to watch this. And again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. This is vile and offensive.
The phenomenon in San Francisco in 2015 is now sweeping the land. This is where parents bring their young children to a public library to be read to by a drag queen. The public libraries, of course, are happily welcoming these events. In Minnesota's Hennepin County Library System, these drag queen story hours now occur regularly. On October 17th, one such story hour was occurring in the Ridgedale Public Library in Minnetonka. The drag queen, who called herself Sasha Soda, walked in with high heels, a pink skirt.
They even used children. Just hold on.
Section. According to an attendee, the drag queen strode suggestively past the children, sitting down in a chair before several preschool-age girls with his legs spread wide, exposing his nylon-covered crotch in front of the children sitting at eye level. First off, why the double standard? In any other setting, if an adult exposed their crotch to children, they'd be in jail.
That's right.
Politicians should get drag queen story hour out of the library.
The problem is the politicians.
If that means cutting the library's funding, then so be it. It isn't just Sasha Soda who's problematic. A brief search of various drag queen storytime performers reveals a consistent trend of both highly sexualized and ghoulish outfits. One performer, pictured, has about five white horns with red tips on his head. And don't for one second think that drag queen story hour will stop here. If left unattended to, drag queen storytime will soon be in the public schools. It's also a mistake to think that this issue is confined to drag queen storytime and not see the big picture. Across the country, child drag queens are a growing phenomenon. Desmond is amazing as an 11-year-old boy who's received glowing media
attention. This is a major felony.
Clear and convincing evidence that his parents are financially profiting from his exploitation. How on earth does an 11-year-old decide to be a drag queen without heavy adult manipulation? These child drag queens do suggestive shows in front of adult men in bars as the men sip their drinks and watch. Where is child protection services? Speaking of children being influenced by adults, there's also a growing trend of young children being given life-altering hormone blockers at an early age. The latest example of this is
This is criminal.
Younger, which is only
to the
a public
extreme.
Controversy because his father doesn't want to give the 7-year-old hormone blockers. Never mind the fact that the results are in an early treatment of gender dysphoria to the extent it even could exist in a young child without an adult manipulating the child has a terrible track record. It's unnecessary because children grow out of their dysphoria, and it's incredibly damaging because of the terrible and life-changing side effects that often ensue. Common adverse reactions include severe joint pain, like the type you experience when you're 80, but actually when these kids are in their early teens, and severe depression. Part of the story is a growing acceptance of transgenderism, which is the left's next crusade in the culture war. But the transgender lifestyle, especially for biological men, often comes with heavy drug use and high-risk sexual behavior. The average lifespan of a transgender person is about 30 years. The uncompassionate, who are pretending to be compassionate, say this shorter lifespan is because of the discrimination transgender people face. If society only were more accepting, they say, trans people would do better. Yet the lifestyle choices of transgender people who are deeply hurting and wounded due to many private reasons say otherwise.
I said I hate my life. My life is nothing but doing drugs, prostitution. I don't like myself. How did I get to this point? How did I end up with breast implants?
Amen.
I looked down at myself. I said, how did I end up with all this stuff? Why do I have all this confusion in my mind?
But there's even more here than a growing acceptance of transgenderism. Ultimately, the far left is pushing the increased sexualization of American children. That's not acceptable. Here's what our politicians need to do. Number one, ban hormone blockers.
Enforce the law is what they need to do. That's all they need to do.
That means child drag shows and the pageants that young girls are forced to endure. With Alpha News, I'm Willis Krumholz.
So there you go, friends. We're going to take a hard break. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to show you some more things. And then I want to get over, oh, where is it at? Oh, I got it right in front of me. How does all this happen? Well, friends, they're celebrating lawlessness. Who? The American government. How do you do that? Well, they appoint these sorts of people to high positions. What about the Supreme Court? Oh, just hang on a second, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Boy, it's interesting to me how people take so, well, they have little concern or care for what's going on with their children. I mean, after all, we live in the country where, you know, it's okay for, well, the American people have given the said corrupt within American, the American system of government, that institution that God has ordained, 1825 in the book of Exodus, how they give little attention to the fact that, well, 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day are murdered every day. I guess that's okay. And now we're talking about how they're making a prey out of your children. Well, they've been given a green light on this because people are given it a green light because they don't want to be called names. They don't want to be attacked. They don't want bomb threats to their ministry. They don't want their house put up online. Friends, go ahead. Do all of that. But you can rest assured you're going to get a lawful response. See, this is the issue as to why they do what they do, because you haven't taught them the fear of God, and you haven't taught them the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6, because you don't walk in the fear of God. And there is the problem, which should be filial, not diabolical. You're more afraid of what the flesh will do to you than what God will do to you on Judgment Day. You've got it completely upside down. I just got one question, and I need to move on here. How is it that you have such a little care for young people, especially those that have kids? We are our brother's keeper. Without belaboring that, rest assured you will answer for what you do and what you don't do. You will answer for what you say and what it is that you don't say. You can rest assured. The Lord said it. If he said it, that settles it. There it is. But I'm going to go over to this just to show you one more time. It is about the kids. And then I want to bring you to the Supreme Court really quick. Look at this. Kellogg's just recently, by the way, Disney's a part of this too. And regardless if anybody comes to their gay pride week, it doesn't matter. They push it like everybody's going along with it. No, they are not. But here, look at this. And I was talking about Disney, but here's Kellogg's. And you can rest assured, friends, this is all going to fall to the ground like everything else they touch. Just ask the Boy Scouts, right? But here it is. Kellogg's now introduces LGBT-themed cereal encouraging kids to choose their own pronouns. This is confusion by design. This is happening because you've allowed those appointees that are what they call transgenders, lesbians, sodomites, and the list goes on. You've allowed them in government, and that's what they're doing, is they're strengthening themselves against you and your children. I would strongly suggest, Americans, that you look to Canada and put a stop to what's going on here before it's too late. I'm just again warning you, that's what my job is. What I want to do is I want to bring you over to bring about some understanding as to how this happens. If you remember right, we all heard of Alina Kagan. She was appointed by none other than that of Barack Hussein Obama, who is a sodomite, who is a foreigner. He's a plant. There's no question about it. Okay? Everything he did should be undone because it wasn't constitutional. He's violated the Constitution. He's committed the act of treason over and over and over again. Enough said. Article 3, Section 3, going to Scripture, Luke 22:48. Barack appointed a woman named Alina Kagan. And Alina Kagan is the former dean of students at Harvard. Okay? Remember, contrary to Harvard's founding mottos, this is Harvard's original motto, for Christ and the church and for the glory of Christ. This is a fact. Princeton, as well as Yale, Christian mottos as well, along with 259 other colleges, Christian mottos raised up for what? The purpose of raising up Congregationalists, okay? Christian preachers to go out to the world. That's a fact. But Alina Kagan was appointed as the Dean of Students at Harvard. Guess, by the way, Alina Kagan now sits on the Supreme Court. Alina Kagan was confirmed without you knowing about it by Senate, by the good guys that gave her a pass, all the well knowing who she is and what she's responsible for. What I'm going to get into right now is unthinkable, but this is who sits on the Supreme Court. Never judged a case a day in her life, and yet she's appointed. Why? Because she proved herself as a former dean of students at Harvard to do what? Ready for this? For queerifying Harvard. I'm not making this up. I want you to listen carefully. During her tenure, she did the following. Kagan, who sits on the Supreme Court, hired former ACLU lawyer, which is a subversive organization, a communist organization, William Rubenstein, to teach, you ready for this? Queer legal theory, in which he taught courses on taking up new identities such as bisexuality, transgender blank and expletive, involving polygamy, sadomasochism, and the sexuality of minors. I'm not making this up. You want your freedoms back, then you better clean government out. And you better start with the church, friends. You better start with the church, because if you judge yourselves, you're not going to be judged with the world nor condemned with the world. But if not, you better rest assured it's going to come hot and heavy, and rest assured it is already. Okay? Kagan also, who sits on the Supreme Court, also hired other radicals, a lesbian and a transsexual, they call her, to teach transgender law courses. Makes no sense. As well as Cass Sunstein, who has written in support of polygamy and free-for-all marriage relationships. I'm telling you, why are these people appointed, friends? Because they need someone to do it for them. They want to demoralize the people so they can control them, to enslave them. Deuteronomy 28:68. I'm going on here. Alina Kagan, who was appointed to the Supreme Court, who never judged a case a day in her life, viciously attacked our military in opposition to, listen to what Clinton called it, don't ask, don't tell. Isn't that Bill Clinton's legacy, friends? Don't ask, don't tell. Then lie if you have to. Yep. Until you have to tell the truth. Even banning military recruiters from coming onto campus. This is Alina Kagan that sits on the Supreme Court. Kagan's attempt to ban the recruiters was unsuccessful, and even after losing her legal campaign, she went on, you're dealing with lawless people, and after losing her legal campaign, she encouraged students to continue protesting regardless. Our military, and she sits on the Supreme Court. Kagan's radical activism on campus was so toxic that there was even a campaign to make the entire university trans-inclusive using Harvard's gender identity non-discrimination policy to spew gender confusion among students on campus. She's on the Supreme Court bench, Americans. Never having judged a case a day in her life, but yet somehow or another she's there. What is she there to do? To pervert the system? To cause confusion? Daniel 9:7. She's unqualified for office, friends. And isn't it interesting that Alina Kagan was appointed just in time as the fox overseeing the chicken coop for something called gay marriage? Never in the history of America. Never. Matter of fact, during Obama's criminal tenure, it's interesting to note that General Donald Varelli argued that DOMA is unconstitutional because it violates the fundamental guarantee of equal protection. They always want to hide equal behind your misunderstanding. Equal to what? For those that are watching me on social media platforms, equal to what? Here's Lady Justice with a blindfold on, and she has a balance in her hands. Equal to what? Saith the question that I proposed to the homosexuals. Equal to what? You keep failing to make reference to law condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, which is in Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But Obama's Solicitor General Donald Varelli said that it's unconstitutional. What are you talking about? We are based on common law, right? The Mosaic Institution, the Torah. One question. Why was it illegal all the way up until 1973? It still is, by the way. Because anything that's in contrast to God's moral law is nugatory, null and void. Why did it used to be against law? Oh, now they want to equate themselves to being something that they never have been. Okay? Slaves. Right? No. Our laws condemn slavery. Our laws condemn homosexuality. Okay? See, what they want to do is they want to hide behind the color of their skin as a reason for their sin. And black folks don't like it. Ask my former guitar player. Oh, my goodness. Okay? But again, the Solicitor General said the phrase equal protection comes from the 14th Amendment. Varelli conveniently omitted the equal protection is of the law. Of the law, right? No distinction would be tolerated in this purified republic but what arose from merit and conduct. Guess what, friends? That right there within itself condemns their actions. Love you by what we do. Talk to you. 23.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.